But let's look across the AFC right now. Thursday Night Football last night, pair of NFC teams, but now we're officially in week four of the season already. We know before the year, we all kind of went through the text line, all three of us. All right, these are kind of what we think are the three, four, five best teams in the NFC, or three, four, five best teams in the AFC. Has it changed for you guys at all? Because I think we can avoid wasting our time too much. I think that we all believe the Chiefs and Bills are in the top three of the best teams in the AFC. I don't know how you couldn't think that.
Be hard. I mean, even with the Bills' slightly soft schedule, I think it'd be kind of hard to make that argument.
So who's the third best team, I think, in the AFC right now? That, to me, is where the debate is. I don't know how right now you can't say Chiefs and Bills are in the top three. So who's the third team for you guys? I actually think it's the Baltimore Ravens still, and I'll tell you why. It's because, one, I think they're going to beat the Bills this weekend. So Baltimore got off the hook. They get a win in Dallas. Settle down. Same way we kind of talk about on baseball. Like, take a deep breath now if you're Baltimore. You get to 1-2. You don't like how you started. They're actually not that banged up of a football team overall, the Baltimore Ravens, compared to some other teams in the
they're
AFC.
Relatively healthy.
And if you think, and I do, they're going to beat the Bills, well, the Bills, we think, are one of the top three teams. The Ravens could get to even at 500 and would have starting to have some more momentum and things like that going for them. So I think the Ravens are, considering their quarterback play, their head coach, all that factors in for me. And they've played a very difficult schedule to this point. The Raiders is the one where it's like, what the hell were you doing?
Yeah.
But they played Kansas City. They've played Dallas.
But I got questions about the Cowboys, man. They might be fraudulent, too.
But the Cowboys are a 500 team. I mean, there's some teams that have only been beaten up on one win and winless type of team. So, yeah, Chiefs, Bills, Ravens is, for me, the top three.
I think the third team has to be the Texans. They're winning more. Their schedule is not difficult either, but they're doing a better job taking advantage of it. I know you could be like, well, they barely beat the Colts, and now the Colts have looked way worse, really, essentially, since that game. That was maybe the game they looked the best, was the once again, they barely beat the Bears, a team that doesn't look like it's heading anywhere, and they just got their teeth kicked in by Minnesota. So I get that it'd be an easy time to jump off the Texans bandwagon and say that. The only hesitation I have is what you're talking about, which is coaching. I do believe in the Ravens coaching more than I believe in the Texans to this point, because they have not earned the right in order to buy into that. But I still think it's probably the Texans, because the quarterback play at its current level. Lamar Jackson is a two-time MVP, and I'm not here to say he's a bad quarterback. That is definitely not the case. But that is an offense that still doesn't look like it's hitting. And I don't know why they let the Cowboys back in that game. And, like, the Cowboys, again, I watched them last night, and I am just not impressed by anything they put on the field regularly. So, yeah, I probably could have made an argument for the Ravens. I was curious because, I know a couple of years ago you were a bit of a Jets guy, and I thought maybe, like last year you were more of a believer that they were able to do it.
That ended quickly, snaps in.
Maybe Drew, actually wants to talk Steelers and give them some of their...
Oh, no.
Here's the argument for the Steelers Here's the argument for the Steelers real quick. They are 3-0, so that's point one, right?
There is an argument.
They are undefeated.
They are.
They have the NFL's best defense.
Yes.
And the NFL's best defense will typically win a fair amount of football games. I'll say they've only scored 51 points in three games.
But you know why you can't put them there. You know why you can't put them there? Because ultimately we know that in the NFL in 2024, if your quarterback is someone like Justin Fields, nobody can take you seriously enough to be one of the three best teams, in my opinion, in the AFC.
I think I'm with you, Gold, with the Ravens. I think the Steelers, you can make a case, I guess, because of the defense alone, but we need to see more of a sample size than just three games. If they're 7-0 and they're still putting up this sort of production defensively, but they're only allowing like 8 points a game or whatever it is, then I think, sure. I think you might be able to make an argument for the Jets, maybe. I don't think I would now, but they have the Vikings coming up, and then they've also got the Bills coming up here two out of the next 3 weeks. Maybe the Jets enter that conversation.
Yeah, they play well in those.
But I think you can only make the case between the four that we've mentioned, the Chiefs, Bills, and then that third spot goes to either the Ravens or the Texans.
Chargers beat the Chiefs this weekend. Do you enter them into the conversation? 2-1 team would be 3-1, same as the Chiefs.
Kansas City, if you beat Kansas City, you would have to start viewing them a little bit differently. Would I think they're suddenly one of the top two teams in the AFC? No, but they would go from, I have them outside of like the top six. To me, they would vault into like number
top
six.
Like,
okay. That's what it would do for me. I don't know where you guys have the Chargers right now if you were to rank out all the AFC teams.
AFC teams? I don't know, 6, 7. I mean, somewhere.
Yeah. So, like, to me, they wouldn't, like, the Chargers wouldn't vault to the third best team in the AFC if they beat Kansas City, in my opinion. I just have a ton more questions.
Are the Steelers
still.
In so your banged top up. Six?
Yeah. They're six.
Again, I don't think you can just say, like, a 3-0 team doesn't deserve to be in the top half of the AFC.
Like, I think the Jets are actually better than the Steelers. Like, if you're telling me who would I rather face later, like, in week four, like, this week, who would I rather face? I still think I would rather face the Steelers if my quarterback is Patrick Mahomes, and if it's the Chiefs that we're actually talking about facing them, because at some point we just know, like, you have to have a quarterback that can go and make a play for you. The Steelers, their style of play has worked to this point. The quarterbacks that they have played, they've played Kirk Cousins, who's in week one especially was coming off the Achilles injury.
Really wasn't ready.
They've played Justin Herbert, who for part of the game and he was hurt. And then who am I missing?
Falcons.
And no, I already had Kirk Cousins. Who's the other team I'm missing?
Who did they play last week?
Oh my goodness,
Denver. Have they played?
Yes, Bo Nix. So they haven't.
Week two.
Like, they haven't played the quarterbacks.
13-6 that game was.
But in fairness to the Steelers or these other teams in the AFC is. The AFC right now looks pretty weak. Mm-hmm. Colts, Titans, and Jags all look like they stink. Browns look like they stink. Ravens and Bengals are off to a terrible start. Broncos and Raiders stink. Dolphins and Patriots stink.
Yeah.
Like, I can eliminate half the AFC kind of right now just based on the way they play. As a quick side note, it was hilarious how mad Al Michaels was at all the penalties last night.
Oh, he was grumpy last night.
He was hot.
It was ridiculous.
He was getting hot. Just actively being pissed off about it. It was funny.